This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 192 for Friday, December 16th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were mostly lower Friday as losses in Chicago soy oil weighed on prices and traders adjusted positions ahead of the weekend. The January contract down $4 at $864 per ton, March down $2.70 at $856. Declines in crude oil and general weakness in world equity markets accounted for some of the selling pressure that spilled into canola today. Overnight losses in Malaysian palm oil were bearish, but that market recovered off its lows. European rapeseed also managed to turn a corner to post small gains on the day. The Canadian dollar is slightly softer, trading near its weakest level of the past month, and that provided some support. Solid end-user demand also underpinned the canola market, with weekly canola exports of 278,000 tons, up by 18% from the previous week. In the U.S., soybeans were higher, while corn and wheat were both lower. Gains in soy meal pulled beans up, countering the weakness from losses in soy oil. January soybeans up 6 cents at $14.80 per bushel. Soybean seeding in Argentina was pegged at 50% done by the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange. That's well behind the normal for this time of year, as ongoing drought dissuades planting. Yesterday's disappointing monthly crush data did remain a bearish influence, but at 179.1 million bushels, the crush pace was still the third largest for November on record. Corn, it is lower, but only down slightly, a half cent lower in the March contract at 653 per bushel. Corn planting is also behind normal in Argentina at 43% done. Weekly U.S. corn export sales reported yesterday were at the high end of expectations, with additional sales to Mexico also announced. However, no fresh business came forward today. Wheat, it is lower, seeing a correction to end the week. March spring wheat in Minneapolis down 9 cents at 9.10 per bushel. Kansas City wheat down 16 cents in the March contract at 8.44 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 3 cents in March at 7.53 per bushel. Only 10% of Argentina's wheat crop was rated good to excellent, well off the 60% reported at this time last year. Long-range forecasts now call for below-normal precipitation to persist across the U.S. southern plains. That should be keeping some weather premiums in the market. The uncertain situation in Ukraine remains a feature in the background. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, December 16th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.